Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We are broadcasting live from the gorgeous Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. 5 years in a row. I think this is our best show, our best crowd for the second day show that we've ever had. It's been full since 6 a.m. Thank you guys so much.
Let's make it 6, right?
Yeah. Let's make it 10.
Okay.
yeah, and thanks to Michelle and the whole staff here. These guys are amazing. In fact, let me get to this first. Right now, caller number 9, and our last winner was from this room, gets a pair of tickets to see Ariana Grande at the Chase, yes, at the Chase Center in San Francisco on December 17th. Oh, yeah. Tickets go on sale Monday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. And Jane has your next chance to win this afternoon around 4 p.m. You got it.
I love this song.
Yeah, it's the best. Call now, 800-400-3697. So, speaking of the staff here, okay, we get it.
I'm not done yet.
We get it.
You got it.
Okay, so the staff here is amazing. And last night when we were at dinner at Sante, which is another of our traditions because the whole morning show and all our sort of extended family, we all meet and we have a delicious dinner. And these guys have just stoked us out. So last night, as they're bringing over food, Edward Rowe comes out and he's the general manager. So he's, you know, he's your host. And he says to me, he's an English, you may actually remember him from last year. He said he got so much response after being on our show that he's been thinking about it all year.
Oh, that's classic.
And trying to get it together for today because he knew he was going to come back on. So, Edward, I'm sorry, are you fresh from the spa?
I am, as a matter of fact. You know, how was that pool party last night?
Ah. Woohoo!
Who has a few toxins inside their body still?
I do.
Because, you know, with this Vino Perfect facial, you see? Your FaceTime Live. I'm sorry if you're not watching Facebook at the moment.
He's got a face, a full face of cream on.
Yeah,
and
he's got a mask on. Yeah, he looks like he's spa ready.
This facial is sucking those toxins out of my cheeks at the moment. These cheeks, my facial cheeks.
Edward, I'm very impressed with what you have prepared here. Look at you selling the spa treatments that you guys have here.
You know, I really don't have to sell them. I just believe in them. And once you've been to our spa, you'll believe in them too. Yeah?
You can't help but be a repeat customer.
Vino Perfect. It's made out of the grape seed of the grapes on the vines. Oh. It doesn't get more authentically local than that.
Your grapes?
Our grapes.
They make it from your grapes?
Our grapes. When I say our, you know, we don't own them.
Sonoma Valley.
You know, there's not a Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn vineyard as you drive
up to
Sonoma.
Oh, there isn't. Okay.
No.
So you get
them
from...
But when I say our, that's our
the
collective.
Valleys.
You know, it's
community.
The destination. Yes, the community. Yes, there we go.
You are hilarious. You were so funny last night at dinner because you've really been thinking about your appearance last year. He's like, I'm going to hit it out of the park today.
He is. You got to see this. The pictures will be up soon.
I have to, you know, as the general manager, you have to experience what the guests are experiencing. You know, so that's why, you know, I try and keep it luxury. I've got my name tag on. I walk around in the bathrobe. You know, Sarah was asking me, what do you wear on your bathrobe? You know, I said, you know, it's not a kilt, you know, Sarah. It's, you know, I do wear my suit, you know.
Even under your roof.
Yeah, he does have a suit on,
of course.
Excellent.
He does.
You never know when I have to go and meet a guest for a serious matter, but it's great to see you all. This room is packed. 200 people in here today.
I know, it's incredible. Woo! Thank you guys.
Thanks
so
everyone.
Much. Well, Edward, thank you once again for another amazing year together.
Am I getting the hook?
You're
Sarah?
Getting the hook.
I'm getting the hook.
All right, here, let me help him out. Should people come to the Sonoma Mission in the summer?
Too right, they should. You know what?
Come on.
Too right. Don't just come up for the day. And you know what? Play hooky from work. You know what?
Yeah.
No, California has a very liberal sick day policy. You know what? Just take the day off. You know what? Stress and everything like that. Come up to the spa. Spend the night. You won't miss it. You know what? You won't be sad. So please come up and visit.
I cannot wait to see what you do next year. Uh-huh. You know you're going to have to top this now.
Exactly.
Yeah, you've started something, buddy.
Uh-huh. We're going to roll him out on a massage table.
Right. Like that.
We'll oil. We'll oh, I like that.
I know the chef already brought out his English breakfast, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
isn't that good?
So good.
Good.
Yeah. Talk about England. Got to give a shout out to the ladies today
they
in the World Cup.
Dude,
yes.
Yeah.
It's England, Norway.
Yeah, England, Norway.
Go England, it is then.
Yes, that's right. Okay.
Nice.
All the best, Sarah and Vinny.
Thank you so much. Thanks for everything, Edward. Edward Rowe, everybody.
Yay. Before he leaves.
Yes.
Was this appearance better than last year?
Oh, yeah.
Better by far.
Phenomenal.
By
and you,
far.
Were, you were just fine last
Thank
year.
Thank you.
This year, what?
You know, I did think about, you know, jumping into the captain. I did think about coming in here squelching, but you know what? Someone beat me to it. Who was that last night, huh, in the fountain?
I don't know. I think his name is like Connie or Bonnie.
Bonnie. You guys asked me to do that. You knew I was going to jump in.
We didn't even have to ask you.
I know.
We had to hold you back.
Yeah, we were like, please get out of the fountain. Edward, right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank
great you. Work. You're going to have to top that one. Start thinking now.
Fantastic.
That's funny. He was walking. I'm like, what is on his face? Anyway, you know, these guys are great. And what
yes.
I mean... Good sense of humor and mm-hmm. great food and
spa.
Did you go get
I had
spa?
My toenails done.
Oh, let me see.
Yesterday. Well, I have
oh,
boots,
you have boots on.
But excuse me, I need a cough.
Do it. Yeah, get it out, girl.
You know what that's like, right, Vinny?
That frog out.
The guy that I want to say his name is Ronaldo. Reynaldo. I can't remember.
It
Rodolfo.
Rodolfo.
Exactly. Rodolfo has been here 29 years.
Oh.
He loves
Holy
it.
Crap.
Yeah. A lot of people have been here for years and years.
And he did your toes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And did he, was he like, he's into feet. You don't leave a job.
Well, he also does hair.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
Well, I mean, I thought it was just into feet.
Well, I
was kind of intrigued by that.
He was very nice and yeah,
was he very
29
gentle
years, of
give
course.
Give you like a foot massage
yep,
and stuff?
Yeah, sure did. I said, higher.
No. Get my knees down there. Okay. So do I have a sponsor here?
No.
Oh, no, you're right. I don't. Just reading whatever, reading whatever words are right put in front of me. Stay classy, San Diego.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Mark Harmon is the star of NCIS.
Yes.
And that show's been on forever. In fact, Polly Perrette, who left, I think at the end of last season
like
or the 20, season before.
I thought it was 2016, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, I'm sure, you know, I'm not following that show, and time is flying by as though it's not anchored to anything. So she has been saying, I guess he was bringing his dog to the set. And the dog wound up biting a crew member.
Go back one step. Right. So here's the thing. That show's just a beast. Mm-hmm. Like, number one, it's been number one forever.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of spinoffs
and,
that also do well.
And she was considered one of... I forget what the... Was
like
it a media address?
Yeah, something like that.
But she was considered one of the most recognizable characters on TV at that point in time.
And you don't watch it either, right?
I don't really watch it, but I've seen it. I'm
sure.
Familiar with it.
And I certainly had seen her, but I remember seeing that report. It was, I don't know... 5 or 6 years ago, and I went, oh, and it's true. Enough people watch that they absolutely know who she is, and
yeah,
so she's
Abby,
a big star.
Her character
but there
is
are
Abby.
Instances in television history where someone walks off a huge show, and you think either their ego is out of control, and they think they're going to become like
David Caruso.
David Caruso exactly.
is one of the names that comes up. I can't think of her name, but she walked off ER, and
oh,
they were
Marg Help.
Well, no, it wasn't Marg Helgenberger, but
her name is, she
Juliana,
wanted to be on The Good Wife. Juliana Margulies.
Oh, Margulies.
Walked off ER and had, they were throwing millions at her and then.
But she did wind up getting her own show. That Good Wife was on. Is it still on?
I don't know. It's off, but people said, I never watched it, but people said it was phenomenal.
It was good. I watched the first season, I think.
But when you hear that, you think something's up, right? So
yes.
I definitely thought, why would she walk away from NCIS unless they were throwing, like another show her way.
And she does have another show coming up, but it's been a couple years. And she also, look, I'm sure that she had been saving her money.
Right. But so anyway, now a year later or more, it's coming out that there was a major issue between her and Mark Harmon. So that.
Right. And there had been rumblings about this even when she left. Like there was a little bit of it shown. But lately, it seems like she's been, you know, on Twitter saying that she was being physically attacked by Mark. Like, she actually, if you read them, it does, he's like, excuse me, I'm going to sue you if you do not stop saying this stuff. So, and he's actually telling CBS, tell her to shut up, because I'm on your biggest show, and I'm your biggest star, and I say,
well,
so.
Well, that is a bold accusation, no yeah. question.
So he basically said, the quote is, shut Polly Perrette up or I'll sue. Uh-huh. That's what he said to CBS. So that was his demand. This was a conference call that, I don't know who leaked this, but Radar Online is...
That's source.
Yeah, that's our source. So he was, he's saying he was publicly pummeled with abuse charges made by Polly Perrette. Mark said, I have not hired a lawyer yet, but I'm ready to take legal action if she continues to claim he assaulted and intimidated her. Mm. He's 67. She claims he body checked her and pushed up against her on the set.
God.
She publicly slammed him on Twitter this month, saying, I am terrified of Harmon and him attacking me. I have nightmares about it. And then another of the, oh, here it is. Here's the whole tweet. No, I am not coming back ever, all in caps. Please stop asking. I'm terrified of Harmon and of him attacking me. I have nightmares about it. I have a new show that is safe and happy. Mm. You'll love it. Hashtag happy place. I think it's called Broke. Yes, it's a new sitcom called Broke, and it's supposed to debut this fall. But they're saying, you know, he's by far the bigger star, and he wants her to stop slandering him. Let's see. Mark is starting to have his PR people put out positive stories about him to counteract all the negative stuff. And he's looking for meaningful backup from the network. So no one's responding to questions, but mm-hmm. that's the report, and that's Radar, so take it for what
Dude,
you will.
That whole thing is upsetting, because I love that show, I love him, and uh-huh. I love her.
Yeah.
You want everyone to get along. Happening.
Why
yeah.
can't they all just get along? Mm-hmm. Did anybody here watch the Sharknado movies?
I saw the first one.
Oh, what did you think?
Well, I watched it because they made so much news about yeah. how crummy they were, and I wanted to see how crummy could they be.
I want to say there were like
five
of them.
They are truly crummy. They're really stupid.
Oh, I'm sorry. There were six of them.
Oh.
They've made a ton of money. They made
they
a
have.
Lot of news and a ton of money, and they don't put any money into the production of them. So they're like...
It's nice that Tara... What's her name?
Reed.
Tara Reed. It's nice that she gets some work. I mean... Well, she's had some botched surgery.
Ian Ziering, whatever.
Well,
they're
Ziering,
bad, and they're bad in a really bad way. Like,
right, you know, not even like so bad they're good.
Are they considered campy?
They are. They're supposed to be like sort of parodies of
the shark,
horror movies.
Sharks get brought up
in a tornado and then dropped on, you know,
someone's car.
On people, right.
Yeah. Far inland. I mean, I don't know how long these tornadoes have to go to get these sharks from the ocean. And why are they specifically picking up just the big nasty sharks? What about, you know, the flounders? I guess they're on the bottom. I don't know. Shrimpnado. Why not? You know? Oh, God. The shrimp. Just quick, get a pot of boiling water. The Sharknado franchise is apparently done. These are sci-fi.
That was very cute.
Huh?
The boiling water.
Oh, cute. Thank you. Thanks so much.
I liked it.
I was thinking
Thanks.
I just opened my mouth.
I don't want them
raw and alive. I want them dead and cleaned. I need them deveined. Let's get the tail off of there.
You're so picky.
I am, I know. Don't you love that about me? So, the Sharknado thing is over. Six movies in.
Okay.
And that's a sci-fi. So now sci-fi is like, oh, we need something. We need new stuff. Because it was so amazing. Plus, you know, Ian Ziering still needs a job. So
he's got Beverly Hills 90210 reboot.
That's true. Right. That is coming. But he's also going to do this thing. I believe this is another Sci-Fi Channel thing, and it's called Zombie Tidal Wave. So it's like a parody again.
So like
I gotta say,
the dead bodies of the ocean get washed ashore and come to life?
Somehow come to life.
I actually like it.
Oh.
Well, think about the pirates from the olden days.
Oh.
Right?
So these aren't just new zombies. These are like the people who are dead. These are like all the people that Dexter tied to the,
right.
you know.
I mean, that's exactly
they get
right.
Sucked. Oh,
yes.
That sounds
I mean,
that's
why
funny.
Wouldn't that be?
My question is, though, honest to God.
Why are you going to put limits on zombie tidal wave?
Sure. Well, there should be special guest appearances from pirates and, you know, oh my God, Bluebeard is starring in this
right.
episode. Jack Sparrow. Why on earth would they not name it Zombie Tsunami? Oh. Like, doesn't that have such a better, like,
yeah.
why would we not call, I mean, I was like, zombie tidal wave, what the is that? That's so, like, do they think people don't know what a tsunami is? Maybe they don't. I don't know.
You know,
just because we're all so smart. Anyway, zombie tidal wave is happening. And they're saying, why not? I can think of 20 reasons. Anyway, zombie tidal wave is the same people who did Sharknado. It is next month. Oh, sorry, August. So I think we're already in July. August 17th. It's a weekend of shark-themed sci-fi original movies. So I don't know if that means there's zombie sharks in this. They're going to air all the Sharknados, and then they're going to debut this zombie tidal wave. It's called Off the Deep End Weekend. Mm-hmm. And I think it's...
That's funny.
Are they... Maybe they're in league with Discovery Channel or something, because isn't Shark Week right around that time?
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry. When is Shark Week? Someone who knows?
I don't recall when it is, but I read a story yesterday that they're going to make it 3 weeks.
Oh, of course they are.
Well, I guess it's popular.
It's their biggest.
Sunday, July 28th.
So it would be kind of at the end of that. All right, so anyway, for those of you who care what Ian's earring's up to, that's what he's up to. Zombie tsunami, come on. He's so much better.
You know, I'm sure it's a marketing thing, right?
I guess so. It's got to be.
Either.
Maybe Tide's a big sponsor.
We take for granted because the ocean's here that we all know what that is, and there's tsunami warnings and all that.
Maybe everyone else is just like a tidal wave.
In the States, there are people who haven't even seen the ocean in real life.
Mm. Horrifying.
So, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they did a poll. People were like, tsunami, what's that? What's a tea tsunami? Tea-sa-mame?
What does that taste like?
It sounds delicious. A baby was born at a Pink concert in Liverpool.
On the floor of a venue?
Well, I hope they got her to someplace other than the floor. I hear Liverpool's a hole, too. Ask Edward. He might know. So this happened Tuesday.
The whole place is a pit? You heard the whole place at Liverpool.
Yeah, that Liverpool's not a great town.
All right.
I mean, you know, it's famous because of the Beatles, but other than that, like, what do you know about it? I don't really know anything about it. I hear it's a pit. Now you know. I just made that up.
All right.
Oh, you're English. What is it? Is it good or bad?
Hold on.
I haven't been to Liverpool, but my dad is from Liverpool.
Oh, did he say it's a pit?
Well, I don't think he'd say that. Like, where I grew up was a total pit.
Why not?
I grew up wasn't a total pit at all.
You are the only English person I know who can't do an English accent.
Hot ass Danielle, everyone.
I could talk Cockney, but it sounded like Jimmy Cates.
Didn't you listen to your parents grow up? Like, how is this possible?
Kind of Irish, though.
It's Jersey. Oh, it's Jersey, Jersey all the way. I know. She was raised in Jersey.
What's worse, Danielle's accent or Bryn's Vietnamese accent?
Oh, come on.
Probably Bryn's Vietnamese accent.
I love it that we're pulling you into it now, too.
Hey, I don't claim that I'm good at it, though. I fully admit that I suck at Vietnamese accents.
By the way, this is hot-ass Danielle. You might remember her from the Secret Show yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Leather shorts, everyone.
Leather shorts.
So not everybody can rock leather short shorts, but
you
Danielle
sure can.
Can.
Yep.
Anyway, this baby was born on the dirty floor of a Pink concert in Liverpool.
Poor kid.
So this lady, she was a... like 3 weeks from her due date, so she was like, go to the show. My kid will probably enjoy it. Maybe we'll be dancing in there. And then in the first song, it was Get the Party Started. And she went, oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, my mucus plug. Oh, God, my water's broken. Somebody call a doctor. Medics on site helped. So they, I'm sure, got her to someplace private. She wasn't, like, on stage. Giving birth. Which is, of course, where I went in my mind. I'm like, oh, man, get a mic on that.
You don't even need a mic. The screaming that's going on when birthing happens.
Oh, I wasn't talking about the screams.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. This lady's name is Denise Jones. Denise says, the plan was to call her Dolly Louise, but since she was born in the concert, we've changed it to Dolly Pink.
Oh, that's cute.
Adorable. And you know what? I'll do one more. Let me see if I can pick a...
Way to stay flexible and roll with it. Mm-hmm. Dolly Pink.
Hey,
I
just want to do a little tease here. This is something we'll have to get to on Monday, I guess. And maybe it'll even be out by then. Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, and Lana Del Rey. they are doing a song, it appears, for the new, because we need another Charlie's Angel.
That's coming out in December.
Well, they're doing a song for it. So the three of them together.
Yeah. Hey, Bryn, can you look up who the stars are this time?
Oh, they're, okay. You don't know any of their names.
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
No, I don't know.
I thought they were all sort of new, all beautiful, of course. You know,
young,
the angels.
Youngins.
Yeah, just young up-and-comers. I'm sure the kids know who they are. I just don't. Oh, sorry, I don't know who that is. Where's my jello? So Monday we'll hear that song, I all hope.
Right. It's Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, that's right.
We
I have heard
that
of her.
Is.
Sure.
Yeah.
I just watched all her Twilight movies.
What else? Who else?
Naomi Scott.
Who's that?
I feel like I heard that name before.
Let me see. Elizabeth Banks.
Okay, I've heard that name.
Well, she can't. She's Charlie.
Oh, Patrick Stewart.
Oh.
Oh.
He plays Bosley.
Jean-Luc Picard?
Yeah, he plays Bosley.
Oh, how funny.
He's Bosley, and then... Wait, who's Elizabeth Banks, though?
She is Bosley.
She's in the Hunger Games.
Yeah, I know who she is, but I'm saying who did she play in the...
Oh, says Bosley as well. I don't know.
Said there's two Bosleys, huh? Well, they can do whatever
there's
they want.
There's three
Bosleys. What?
Yeah. Yeah, Jimon Hunsu.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Google Maps.
Oh.
I got a great story about that and more after these.
All right. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hey, you guys, you're at the live broadcast at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Good time today. I would like to say one of my favorite things about doing shows like this is meeting listeners.
I know.
I know we're kind of crazy busy up here, but, you know, we're saying hi to people the whole time. And someone just came up here. They literally just painted a picture of us doing the live broadcast. I put it up on my Instagram, and it's so, I mean, it's so cute. She, like, line draws
really
and then
paints.
She's sitting over there painting.
Yeah.
Look
amazing.
What I just got, too, is a picture from the photo
from the
fountain last night. I know you can't see
that. Is
that
on the Alice 973 Instagram?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Sneak peek at last night's big photo shoot.
And I got the video.
Oh, you did?
Susan sent me.
Boy, did that get messy.
Boy, it sure did.
Actually, and then the secret show was messy, and then
boy.
The pool party was messier. It was just one of those nights.
By the end of the secret show, I was like, just cut the last half hour off of that. That doesn't seem
good
like, that doesn't seem like it's going to do me any good. Anyway, it's so great that you guys can all be here today. And if you're listening in your car, you know, you've got 21 minutes. You can get here and grab a cup of coffee. And maybe you'll win next year. But thank you guys very, very much for coming out today and filling this room. It's just, it's an honor to serve. And now it's time for the news.
Yeah!
Thank you so much. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Organic Coup. All right, guys, now that you've tried their organic corn dogs, who likes it the most, Sarah, Vinny, Yuzette, or Bryn?
It's Yuzi.
It's Yuzi.
She double-fisted him.
I like him.
Right.
That was my first
boomerang
I ever did. She likes them a lot. She can't stop eating them. What's this going? What's happening?
Here's what's happening. So the Democratic debates are on. They were on last night. They're on again tonight. On TV tonight is NBC, MSNBC. And that's from 6 to 8. I believe if you're super into that, you want to get started now because they're already... Well, some people are, though.
I know. It's like 18 months away. I just don't... Or more. No, 18 months-ish.
Yeah.
15 months?
The story about the generator sales, which I mentioned earlier this morning, but we've been talking about the fires and the possible PG&E shutoffs. It's on the front page of today's Chronicle. Generator sales are booming as PG&E shutoffs are being warned. So I don't know. I'm not going to end up buying one. I'll probably regret it if we end up in those shutoffs. I know I live in... I mean, all of us have risk of fire. I live with trees all around me. Mm-hmm. Like when this stuff comes up, I get all superstitious. Like I don't even want to talk because it's scary. So... Anyway, that's one way to handle the upcoming PG&E shutoffs is have a generator. Mm. This is a trip because it's a new problem, and you see neighborhoods are now dealing with it, and I've been party to the stuck in traffic. I put on my app, the Waze app, or any one of them, and it says, go right. And you go, all right, it's on. And then you start taking through a weird neighborhood you've never been in. And then you realize there's a stream of cars behind you. And you have to believe the people in these neighborhoods who are the back road for all of this traffic on any given road are going, what is with the stream of cars? Man, it's got to be a new problem in a lot of neighborhoods
right.
just off of freeways.
If they're a convenient get around.
Right. And it's, I imagine it's like road trips to Tahoe. They mm-hmm. probably have all convenient
secret sideways
ways around. In this case, this is another one of the problems with Google Maps or others. There was a big crash on the road leading to Denver International Airport on Sunday. So almost 100 people wound up taking a detour that Google Maps suggested. So all these people trying to make their flight.
Uh-oh.
And they all wound up stuck in a muddy field.
Oh my God.
So this time it wasn't just through a neighborhood where kids are playing and people are yelling at you.
Hey! It was like, take the fire road over the mountain.
This is
into the
a
boggy
freeway.
Swamp.
Right. Well, in this case, God. They were bummed. It turns out the detour was a dirt road that Google Maps never should have recommended. And after a few cars got stuck, everyone else was trapped behind them.
So they're not going forward, and it's a dirt road. They're not turning around. Damn. That's too bad.
You can...
Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
If you see the... You love
we
that.
We all like that so much, don't we? Oh, Bryn, you're amazing.
If you see the alternate route, do you take it?
Sometimes. Sometimes I don't care. If I'm not in a hurry, I'm just like, who cares?
You can save 10 minutes turning right, do
well,
you?
Well, do I need those 10 minutes? I try to leave myself so much time that I don't need the 10 minutes. I'll just stay here.
I always do it every time.
I do it too.
Because you guys are 90 mile an hour people.
It's a 17 minutes faster. I'm like, hell yeah. Going that route.
Where are you going? Following this thing.
Yeah. Following all these people right into a mud pit.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's going to be great. What about those people who, like, was it Apple Maps? Drove somebody off a cliff or something?
I don't know which one did it, but they do it. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah, it was Apple Maps that got somebody stuck in the snow.
Oh, that's what it was. I guess that's different from a cliff.
Oh, right.
I think he was with his wife and kid. Ended up trying to go find help, and he ended up dying. But his wife
Apple Maps killed him. Oh, Apple,
would
you're
you stop
old.
Saying that?
Oh, sorry, Apple Maps killed
you,
him.
Well, you
I mean,
don't
it did.
Know.
Yes, it did.
God.
Love you, Apple Maps.
I have tried
Never
to be more
use
careful.
You. No. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. It's like the best Thursday ever.
It seems we all love Instagram, Snap, Facebook, whatever. We're all on these social
Look
networks.
Look at you trying to make that work. Snap, everybody.
1474.
Listen to me.
You're
just
adorable. It's going up.
Just because we don't use it doesn't mean all the kids don't. They do.
Listen, I know all of them. And someday it'll work.
Anyway, the point is social networks seem to get a bunch of flack, and yet we're all on them.
I know. Twitter's
bitch
the one.
Bitch about them, but like, we're all on them.
Seems like everyone gets in trouble on Twitter.
In fact, I just pulled up Instagram and was like, oh my God, that painting's killer.
I know.
On Clarky Clark.
Thank you so much. It's really, I mean,
really
she's
neat.
Over there scribbling. She brings a little watercolor book with her everywhere she goes.
Oh, she's doing that right now. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
she actually, I think it's, weirdly, she captures you like so perfect. Like, there's sort of an impression of Yuzi and me, mm-hmm. but you, she just got. Like, whew.
According to a new survey, only 9% of people say social media has made a positive impact on how people interact with each other. Mm. That's really low considering how often we check those damn things.
You know, on the positive side, I will say I'm in touch with a lot of people that I absolutely would have fallen away from.
Like, I don't think you put your finger on the upsides to it as easily as you do the downsides.
Mm, right.
But really, we do have a lot of interaction with people that we would never talk to.
Right.
And I'm stoked.
And you keep up with them. You
when
see
I
what's
see
in their life.
Even the pukes that I grew up with who I can't hang with because they're still drinking a keg a night, I'm like, I'm glad to see what they're up to. Uh-huh. It's cool.
No, I like it too. And it's, you know, old friends and you see their kids and you wouldn't have gotten on the phone and caught up, but you can see a little bit of that. I think that's a definite positive. But the
I worry about the children because they don't have the same kind of interactions as we were forced to have. Like, we didn't grow up with this stuff. And I don't even, half the time, you don't even know quite what to say to them about it. Like, someone's having a freak out over something that happened online. You're like, who cares? Turn off your phone. And that just doesn't, that's not what they want to hear.
Right.
Well, it's much more real to them than that.
I'll tell you, you hear about like pro athletes or, and they're fairly young people who are experiencing this social networking where they're like, you suck. And the guy's having a cow over it. Right. He's not above it because he's affected by that.
Sure.
And it's a trip to see a multimillionaire big business dude who's actually 19
right.
having a cow over something someone said. Like,
exactly.
Dude.
And it's funny, too, because it's always the mean comments. Like, people, it's true of us, too. Like, we'll get texts all morning, and people, oh, that was funny, or this is it, or I want to contribute this. And one person's like, you suck, you're stupid. And I'm like, that
oh
one bad one, yeah.
All day long, and they've seen through my facade. I am stupid and dumb.
I have a couple texts real quick, and then
okay,
we need to do
yeah.
our thank yous
we
sure because do. We are out of time, everyone.
Aww.
But our text number is 800-400-3697. What's the name of the chef? I want to look him up on Chopped. I love that show.
Yeah,
Marcellus Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a book.
Yeah. He said it was the top 100 black chefs or something,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, but he didn't say the name. So maybe we can get
maybe
that to you later.
Yeah, sure.
Had a blast last night. Talked to Vinny for
hold
a second.
Hold on. Someone knows the actual
oh
name.
My God.
Here we go.
Oh.
What is it?
I think they said Toke. Top 100 black Toke.
Oh, Toke as in
yes.
the...
Yes.
The chef hat thing is a toque.
Correct.
Oh, I didn't pick that up.
Oh!
Way to be listening. That's good listening skills. No wonder you're one of our best listeners. Yes, thank you.
Give her a t-shirt.
Give her a t-shirt. Give her a t-shirt.
I'm sorry. There's a bunch more, but we're out of time.
We
need to say our thank yous.
I want to start with Michelle Hessen from the Fairmont. You are our favorite.
Yeah.
Like, 5 years. I can't believe we've done it 5 years in a row. At least five. Oh, there she is right there.
Say something, Michelle.
We love Alice.
We love
Fairmont
you right back.
Alice. Thank you.
Oh
anytime,
my God.
You're welcome.
You are the queen.
Thanks for being here, everybody.
Aww.
Michelle would also like you to know she's okay being on the regular show. She never wants to be on the secret show.
That is true.
Why
thank
don't you
very
come
much.
On anonymously? I just know if we dug on you that there would be.
Gold mine.
Yeah.
You're, there is.
Yeah, you're like an onion girl. I can just tell the little glimpses I've got. I'm like, oh, Michelle. Well, just come on and be, Mary.
Truthful.
Or something. For once.
For once.
Okay.
Anyway, Michelle, thank you. I think we just ruined our relationship.
Yeah, it's super weird
thank
right
you
now.
So
that's
much.
What I do.
Leave her alone.
Also, Patty from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission and Spot for taking care of all the details. Edward Rowe, the general manager, who came out here in a bathrobe and a face mask. And he's so, he really has spent the whole last year thinking about his last appearance. And just the hospitality and getting up so early to talk to us. Executive Chef Marcellus Coleman, who we were just talking about. That spread he put out there. You guys, jealous? They serve it over there at Sante. That's where I'm heading. I didn't have enough breakfast. I need more breakfast.
It's available.
And for dinner last night. That was amazing. Mm-hmm. They're always so great to us. Vonda Wizard.
Vonda.
Vonda.
Vonda, you're awesome.
Vonda. DJing the Pajama Llama
Ding
Dong Party.
Turn it on yourself now, Von.
Yeah, turn it around. Oh, it is. Is it? And everybody who dressed up, good on you. Way to embrace the llama.
It was fun.
I don't understand it, but I'm happy that you do. All of our listeners here this morning who got up early and drove over. Not everyone here is from last night's secret show. That is for sure. Some of those people still sacked out. So for those of you who took time out of your busy lives, thank you so much for being here. And, of course, our listeners at home who listened to the show today, we appreciate that. Hope you're jelly. Our engineer, Brian Tonneson.
Brian,
where
thank
would
you.
We be if someone didn't know about switches and cords and plugs and wires and stuff? And to our board ops back at the station, Alex and Eddie. Great job, Alex. One minor screw up today, and that's it. You're amazing.
Oh, come on.
One.
It's not easy.
Also, Michelle Walker. I just saw her a second ago. She was our photographer. There she is.
Thank you, Michelle.
I believe a lot of the photos are going to be up at RadioAlice.com.
Great.
That was so. You actually do make it really fun, even though we are such babies and grouse about it the whole time.
We appreciate it. Crazy photo shoot yesterday.
Oh, we have to change our shirts?
I'm going to go back to my room and change. And our promotions department pulling off yet another secret show.
Yes. Thank you guys.
Yet another pool party. Yet another live broadcast.
Michelle, Rebecca, and team.
Yep.
And team.
And then our interns, too, come out here and support us.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole and Marcos. Mm-hmm. I did see our old intern, Nick, was here a little bit earlier.
Nick brought us an incredible picture that he'd taken. It was really, really
beautiful. Mm-hmm. He put a little caption about us, you know, the Bay Area. Morning show.
Don't forget to thank the Golden Llama.
I know, I'm not thinking
watching that. Over the show in the corner there.
That llama. So angry at that llama. And I guess we have a tech here on site, a Fairmont
Anson,
tech.
Oh, yeah, yes. Anson.
What's Fairmont. He doing? What's his...
Well, he helped, he worked with Brian in helping
put it
set
all together.
Things up. Yeah, absolutely. So I wanted to let him know we appreciate him.
I also want to say thanks, Yuzette. I know a lot of hard work goes into this stuff, and a lot of times it's,
way
you
to
know,
go, Yuzi. Yeah,
well done.
Yay.
Very nice job.
Oh, and don't forget to thank Brad and Ron.
Brad and Ron.
What do they do?
I don't know.
All the stuff, all the time.
Yeah, everybody back at the station, everybody out there listening, thank you guys so much.
And thank you guys for coming out.
Yep, very much.
Yay!
Meet you for breakfast. Santé.
The end. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.